The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Now, to hear a NASCAR driver go over their workout regimen, I'm not saying the guy's not in great shape, but color me cynical. I've got to stay hydrated. You've got to stay light enough to where all four wheels don't give out at once. That's how you train for a NASCAR. I would say NASCAR, and for the way I used to play it, golf, you pretty much train to play it the same way you train to watch it. It is Saturday, June 13th. It's Saturday, June 13th, 2020. June 13th. That was a close one. Not just because it was almost a Friday the 13th. But I'm liable to say any old date these days. June 13th, nailed it. Yes, Life After 50 began on Wednesday and will go on for as long as I can manage. Looks like a nice week to get me started. Of course, the weather's not going to matter as much with all the mall walking, you know, the climate pretty much stays the same for mall walkers. Now that I'm over 50, I suppose I'll be a mall walker. I need to get a belt. I say I got to re-measure my waist, because my waist was where my waist was, but I'm over 50 now. So my waist is just below my nipples. Don't worry, I'm talking about guy nipples. It's okay. My belt line will go about where my bikini top would go. So I gotta get that measured. I got the white shoes. They're bad. Oh, they're bad. Gold tassels, try to resist. Do not try to resist. It is futile. But week's looking as nice as I'm going to be looking all tasseled up. 84 degrees today. Sort of low 80s. Who's going to fuss about that? Mostly clear. That's clear enough. 64 overnight. Tomorrow, a few more clouds, but 81. Chance of rain, 40%. I would suspect as the day progresses, the chance would increase. It's that time of year. It's a great time of year. It's a great time of year for the part of the country you're in. It's fabulous. I understand you could be hearing me from anywhere. Most of you are hearing me from vehicles in and around the Charlotte metro area. You're looking at a nice week. And drive safe, please. I want you to remain a listener. It's so nice to be here. Feel blessed when I look up at the mounted, muted television set. Sets. I have these five boxes inside of one screen. We'll divide a screen into talking heads. I got one screen with five boxes in it. A different talking head in each one. And all five mouths moving at once. I feel so lucky just to not have to be a part of that kind of a show. I mean, it's shrill with the mute on. How do you do that? I like that we can take our time that's appropriate to the time of day. That makes me feel like I am in a natural place. I'm your ambience. But the reason all those mouths move at once is people will accept their position in such a configuration, such an absurd configuration. It's like social distancing. 6 feet between each person, how natural is that? What place in nature does that form just occur? If it doesn't naturally occur in nature from time to time, we're probably not supposed to do it. Not that it's necessarily something immoral about it, but if it served any purpose, we would do it on our own from time to time, right? Got people 6 feet apart, got people's heads in boxes, and the boxes stacked one atop the other. All the mouths moving at once. Well, that's just cacophonous. Why would anyone agree to be a part of that? If any way, that's a way to drown out your position. Yeah? But the loudest get the most attention. That stinks, folks. And that's on us. I mean, I include myself. We have to take responsibility for this one. That the loudest people are the ones that get the most attention. That formula has to simply stop working. And that's up to us. Think of a box you would like to have empty. One of those talking heads that's always there, and when you see their, you know, head in the box, it's like some kind of macabre Hollywood squares. Where Sean Hannity is Paul Lynn. You see that one that you don't like, and you wish their box was either gone Or they put somebody else's head in that box. But the reason such learned people agree to be a part of such an absurd format is just what I said. The loudest get the most attention. And they don't have to be the best. They just have to be the loudest. They don't have to make the most sense. They've just got to be the voice you remember because it was up and above the other voices. Oh, and if the moderator does take control every now and then. What's funny is sometimes the only still mouth you will see is the moderator. They've stirred the hive. They've done their job. Now they're just going to appreciate the audio chaos they've created. And that viewers, it doesn't happen much on the radio because you can't tell who's talking. That's another good reason about radio. We have to talk one at a time for you to know who's talking. But the host on television has done their job if they have those boxes, if they've turned those boxes into beehives. And everybody's just trying to buzz the loudest and get their stinger into the other one so they'll have one less person to outbuzz, one less voice to outshout. Because history has proven the key is to be the loudest, to be the most memorable. And those two naturally go together to an extent. I mean, the reason the grand finale is at the end is because they want you to leave with the most spectacular memory. And so just noises going off all the time, bam, 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 bam. Point, counterpoint. Did I hear everything they said or did I hear half of what they were saying? If you just let everyone talk at once, eventually to an outside party, everyone holds everyone else's opinion because you can't tell who's saying what. It's like, Rich Reed, aren't you that guy who's, what was your position? I said, okay. I can't remember. There were so many voices at once. But he's very, very, very pro-life, by the way. That's why I picked Rick. But all those talking heads, all buzzing. We don't have that here. I'm so lucky to be a part of a show that allows me to set the pace just like the other hosts have. That's a choice of the host. The pacing and tone and vibe of every show is set by the host. It is their responsibility. If you feel upset by the time you finish watching or listening, they wanted you to feel that way for whatever reason. Maybe research has shown that that's the way to get you to come back, and they're just in business. I'm not sitting in on some white throne here. Just understand that if a certain type of show is successful, that's not an indictment of the people that make shows. That's an indictment of the desires of the public. And that gives you strength That gives you influence. You having influence is a good thing if you're a good person. So be the best you can be. You know, when we get our priorities straight and we're beginning to, celebrity culture is disappearing. Have you noticed that celebrity culture is just disappearing? They're having to squeeze it into the periphery like some perfume ad in a magazine. Celebrity culture just disappearing, and it's about time, because we need to hold up the people with the best ideas. Holding up the people that look the most outrageous is something akin to listening to those who talk the loudest. Let's do better than that for our eyes and ears, because those are the most direct routes to our minds. Now, our hearts, that would be our stomachs. That would be Charlotte, North Carolina. I like the North Carolina part. I try to hold on to the North Carolina part. And that my idea of a good time is chilling like a cop caught on camera in a congressman's waiting room in Chicago. Those are some of the greatest, most life-affirming pictures I've ever seen in my life. And if they make you mad, I'm going to assume you haven't really worked for a living. I believe it was, it's 12 police officers. Yeah, unless they had beer and outside entertainment, that's called taking a break. Unless the band was setting up, that's called taking a break. I would much rather a well-rested officer, get back to me in a little while, rather than ever just hurry up and take care of this. If a policeman says that, you're going to jail. And probably soon. I just hurry up and take care of this. That's not how you want them approaching you. You want them to be coming out of that, I needed that. Now, what were we talking about? I do not begrudge any police officer a little bit of physical cool, a little bit of sanctuary, just a little bit of comfort in the midst of all that. My goodness, thank goodness. So many goodnesses. But could you have too many? Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow on Sunday. But it's perfect to not take advantage of, right? Who hasn't been stomping down the sidewalk on a hot day and just wanted to dip in somewhere and take it easy for a second? That's all they did. And I don't know. I'm glad we still do stuff like that. And I hope we're not uptight about stuff like that. Chris Farrell, 625.
UBT, a radio.com station.
We're back with Chris Farrell on the 13th, June 13th. Saturday, June 13th. You know who I like? Okay, well, we're not talking about her right now. No, I like the Chief, man. I like Kerpuck. What a great... I was going to say straight shooter, but I don't know that he's had occasion. What a great guy. just as honest as he can be about, the DNC, the RNC's not coming. Oh, shoot. I was so looking forward to all of those security responsibilities right before I retired. Oh, darn. Young up-and-comers. Well, this is a chance for our area to shine, and we plan to take advantage of this opportunity and really put Charlotte on the map. Uh-uh. It's like, oh, no. No convention before I retire. Oh, no. I bet the convention going away feels like a retirement present. And more power to him. He's a great guy, very patient man. Speaks to a lot of people. And I've never once heard him lose his cool. I remember when he was brought on as chief. Because, you know, you want someone with great experience to be your new chief. But it stands to reason that that person with great experience is going to be further along in their career. You're really taking a chance turning someone who's never been an assistant chief into a chief. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm saying it's a roll of the dice. Well, with Kerr Putney, we had the shining star, I don't know. We pulled the diamond out of the mountain with him. But he's along in his career. So he's going to do a great job as chief. Just not for the next few foreseeable decades. Yeah. But there's still a difference between the attitude one brings in to a new position and the attitude they may have leaving the position. It's perfectly okay with me if Kerr Putney does not act disappointed. They don't have to worry as much about the RNC. Now, there are still going to be events here, there will still be a Charlotte connection. But the president's inauguration will be taking place in Jacksonville. Seems like there's always an extra little sting whenever we lose something. You know? When we lost the Hornets, they stayed the Hornets, but they moved to New Orleans. We don't like New Orleans at all. Well, they just took our basketball team. Great. I think the race to see who's going to get the first Super Bowl, Carolina or Jacksonville, I think people have stopped wondering about that. You know, the handful of people that were wondering years and years back. You can wait forever. That doesn't mean the thing's coming, okay? I could put a lawn chair in my front yard, sit down and say, I am sitting right here until I see a tornado. I'm not moving until I see a tornado. I've always wanted to see one, so I'm going to stay in one spot and just wait for it. My willingness to sit there for eternity does not mean a tornado's ever coming by. We could wait for Charlotte or Jacksonville to win a Super Bowl. We could sit right there in our PSL and just not budge until it happens. Well, the only guarantee part there is the not budge. If you're really serious. But one person being determined never made a large endeavor come off otherwise on its own. Roy Cooper didn't cost us the convention that COVID did. I mean, yeah, they're going to have it other places. Other places where they're not as worried about COVID. This is one of the places where the spike has been, well, not the spike, the numbers have been up a little since we've done a little reopening. Now, I accept that. I expect that. And I think most of us do. I did not expect numbers to keep going down when we started doing less of what we were doing to get the numbers to go down. That would be goofy. That would be nuts. So there is an acceptable increase. Somewhere in my head, I don't know where, because I've never been through this. I don't know what constitutes an acceptable gain so far as numbers of cases now that we're relaxing the guidelines some. I don't know what constitutes, see, it was worth the risk. I don't know where that line is. And, well, I do know, I just don't know personally. Praise the Lord. But for those personally affected, that's where the line is personally. And maybe as a healthy person, my opinion shouldn't mean quite as much as theirs, because we got a problem we're trying to eradicate. People not experiencing the problem firsthand, standing in a circle on the outside of it, pointing to the problem's victims, that's not going to help the victims. So let's take a different approach. But make sure we're well rested. You see, they was kind of halfway on, halfway off the couch. You know, kind of like he knew that if he needed to get off on a technicality, he could say that his backside wasn't touching that couch. And so therefore, he was resting, not sleeping. Man, go ahead and take a nap. It's okay with me. You just don't want to get too casual. You know, it is a congressman's office, not the shower room at the Y. Now, I saw the officer laying down. Now, I like to shower before I go to bed. So if I'm the officer, am I looking for towels? It's pretty convenient. Just get up off the couch, freshen my coffee in the main conference room. I mean, it's a congressman's office. There's bound to be a coffee spot. Wash up. There's a if there's a meeting happening, you know, just join the meeting if it's relevant to what you got going on. That's when you find out the meeting's about you. Oh, well. It was getting harder to drive to work anyway. It is. Are you noticing this? It's gotten to where you save money by just getting your naps at home. Not necessarily driving to work, finding the right office, then taking your nap. It's, price of gas is up. It's easier just to nap at home. But it was surreal to see how little gas costs for a couple of months, wasn't it? I was a little kid, but it felt like the 1970s. I didn't expect to pay $1.40 per gallon without needing a time machine. And the gas for one of those costs would be lucky to break even. It is Saturday, June 13th. It's going to be a beautiful day. The news hasn't changed that much, but I think what has changed is how big a deal it feels like at the beginning of a given day. I can only scream for so long. I don't know about you. But things are the way they've been. Yet I am ready to just tackle this day. Maybe it's the sun. It's the beautiful weather. Maybe it's I got to lay down for a little while before I got started. Always helps, you know. Go all in, officer. Kick shoes off. It's okay. We'll have a transient come in and tell you it's time to move. See? The shoe's not on the other foot. But it has been so nice to be with you this morning. As I look up at my muted, mounted boxes of talking heads whose lips never start moving. He could probably listen intently with a notepad, and by the end there wouldn't be anything but scribbles in the notepad, you know, like the schizophrenia patients. So glad you chose to join me for this type of thing rather than trying to understand a word in edgewise. It's meant a lot to be with you this morning. It means a lot every morning. Got a couple of thank yous to give tomorrow morning. I might have to pre-record them. I can be an emotional guy. But wasn't lost on a lot of you that I had a milestone this week. And those of you who reached out touched me in a way that you don't forget it. Talk about more tomorrow. 6:55, Chris Farrell, I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench.
everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.